Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Aspel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lorman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Lorman. And now, play ball. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lorman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lorman covering, for the out. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marte. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lorman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarthy moves to second. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Aspel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Aspel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ott. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Herman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lorman bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lorman moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Aspel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspel is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marte moves to second. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French bunts towards the mound. Lorman fields it and throws to third for the out. Aspel moves to second. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aspel moves to third. French moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Aspel scores. French moves to third. Gerges moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. French scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Aspel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French bunts towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats French for the out. Aspel moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspel scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning pinch hits for Bill Lorman. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Wittig now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herman for the out. One out. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Aspel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aspel takes first base on ball 4. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripple hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.